Culture.
What to stream on your summer holiday? Screen time. The best film and television of 2024, so far.
La Chimera. A rumpled English archaeologist, Josh O'Connor, slouches his way around Tuscany in the 1980s and helps a rollicking band of grave robbers unearth Etruscan artefacts to sell on the black market. An odd and playful Italian film. Curb Your Enthusiasm. In its 12th and final season, Larry David's comedy of bad manners reaches new heights of misbehaviour and greater depths of meaning. Episodes touch on the usual themes, mainly Mr. David's hang-ups and screw-ups, but also ageing and the show's own legacy. Pretty, pretty, pretty good. Furiosa, a Mad Max saga. The fifth film in the franchise, a sprawling prequel, charts the traumatic youth of the rebellious Furiosa, Anya Taylor-Joy. All the usual pedal-to-the-metal action sequences, grotesque villains and post-apocalyptic desert vistas are there, but Furiosa adds human interest and political intrigue. Hitman. A mild-mannered college professor, Glenn Powell, gets a second job working undercover for the New Orleans Police Department. He discovers that when he is pretending to be a ruthless contract killer, he becomes more attractive than normal. A fun and surprising romantic caper. Horde. The sometimes disgusting but ultimately affectionate story of a teenager, Saura Lightfoot Leon, who grew up in a house piled high with rubbish. When she begins a relationship with an older man, Joseph Quinn, her own hoarding instincts kick in. A notable debut from Luna Carmoon, a British writer-director. House of the Dragon. In the second season of the Game of Thrones spin-off, half-siblings Aegon and Rhaenyra Targaryen battle for the Iron Throne. Silver-haired egoists, brutal acts of revenge, and spectacular dragon pyrotechnics make for engrossing TV. Immaculate. An American nun, Sydney Sweeney, is impregnated against her will by a geneticist turned priest who wants to clone Jesus Christ. One of the most cinematic and cleverly constructed horror movies in years, Immaculate is provocative in its treatment of religion and female autonomy. Love Lies Bleeding. This darkly comic crime thriller follows besotted lovers Kristen Stewart and Katie O'Brien embroiled in a bloody mess, who come face to face with one of the pair's gun-running fathers, Ed Harris. The film gets more violent and sweatily sensual as it goes along, not for the faint-hearted. Monster. This humane film plays clever games with structure and genre. A widow, Ando Sakura, is worried by the strange behaviour of her son, Kurokawa Sawyer. Events are shown from three angles in three sections, the first a mystery, the second a satirical farce, and the third a wistful drama. Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Matrimony, the film of 2005, winkingly suggested, is an exercise in subterfuge. The TV version amplified the emotional questions. The politics were starker too. The result was a show more nuanced and equivocal than its movie counterpart, but with plenty of car chases and explosions. The New Look. This drama charts Christian Dior's rise to the top of the fashion world in Paris during the Second World War. It explores his rivalry with Coco Chanel and probes the moral quandaries of life under Nazi occupation. A superb cast, including Juliette Binoche and John Malkovich, brings the surprisingly stylish tale to life. One Day. David Nichols' novel about the vicissitudes of fate already had millions of fans. Netflix's new adaptation created millions more. It also bestowed heartthrob status on Leo Woodall. The show's portrayal of love and coming of age is compelling, but its depiction of grief is heartrending. Ripley. Stephen Zalian trades the pastel hues of The Talented Mr. Ripley from 1999 for stark black and white. He also extends the running time from just over 2 hours to around 8. The result is beautifully shot and paced. Andrew Scott is perfect as Ripley, charming, ruthless, greedy, and cold-blooded. Robot Dreams. This animated film tells the tale of an anthropomorphized dog who becomes fast friends with a robot. It has an ingenious joke in almost every frame and is as insightful as a cartoon can be. It is all done without a word of dialogue. Shogun. In 17th century Japan, Lord Toranaga, Sanada Hiroyuki, and an English sailor, Cosmo Jarvis, become unlikely allies. This show offers a beautifully shot, impeccably acted study of political and personal power. It is the historical epic viewers did not know they needed. All titles on this list are available to watch in America and Britain.